For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hawk. Doses of the coronavirus vaccine that were sent to rural areas of Missouri at the beginning of the state's immunization campaign often didn't reach locals, state data shows. That means that vaccinations in parts of largely rural southern Missouri have stalled at some of the lowest rates in the country, even though rural areas initially received more doses per person than in cities. For instance, 46,000 doses were allocated as of April 13th to a cluster of 9 counties in an area of south-central Missouri where West Plains is located. But KCOR reports that state data shows that only 37,000 doses were administered to the region's more than 137,000 residents. Transgender girls would be banned from playing on girls' sports teams under a bill advancing in the Missouri House. House lawmakers voted 151 yesterday to add their proposal to another bill. Republican supporters argued the change is needed to protect girls in sports. They decried the risk of being called bigots, hateful, or transphobic for proposing the rule. Democrats said the rule change could push transgender children to kill themselves. Missouri's current public high school sports rules already prohibit transgender girls from competing on girls' teams unless they're undergoing hormone therapy. The Missouri House of Representatives expelled Lee's Summit lawmaker Rick Raber yesterday over child abuse allegations. KCOR's Aviva Okeson-Haberman reports.
A House committee found convincing evidence supporting allegations that Raber physically and sexually abused his children. The abuse was first reported to authorities in 1993. After another child reported being sexually abused, authorities were notified again in 2001. No criminal charges were filed, which Republican Representative Travis Fitzwater criticized.
We believe the state has failed Rick Raber's family, and horribly. The abuses this family endured are to this day devastating.
153 representatives voted to expel Raber, with one lawmaker voting present. Raber did not immediately respond to a request for comment. I'm Aviva Okeson-Haberman.
One day after her inauguration, new St. Louis Mayor Tashara Jones yesterday announced a budget plan that calls for closing a long-criticized jail known as the Workhouse. Jones's office says the fiscal year 2021-2022 budget proposal was presented to the Board of Estimate and Apportionment, which will host a public hearing on Friday. The Workhouse, built in the 1960s, has been the subject of complaints for decades. A 2017 lawsuit filed on behalf of detainees cited infestations of rats and rodents, black mold, and intolerable heat in the summer and cold in the winter. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIE News, Columbia.